Sigrid Kaag, mission chief of the UN's Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, said Thursday in New York that the bulk of Syria's chemical weapons have been removed for destruction, but that 8% remain in the government's possession.
In terms of chemical weapons removal for onward destruction, including destruction in country, we've reached a significant progress, 92%. However, there is concern, and that we've also expressed as a joint mission, that the remaining 8% is currently inaccessible due to the security conditions in country.
Kaag urged Syrian authorities to allow safe access to the remaining chemical weapons material by the June 30th deadline.
Because the ships are waiting. Our Norwegian and Danish friends, they're waiting. They want to take the last batch of the chemical materials, and the U.S. ship, of course, is very eager to start destruction because the clock is ticking.
In Washington, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met with Syrian opposition coalition President Ahmad al-Jarba.
We have taken several steps this week to demonstrate our growing partnership with the coalition, and I look forward today to continuing our dialogue on the full range of our shared concerns in Syria, including putting an end to the violence, countering the regime, easing the humanitarian crisis, and building towards a day when we will see a truly representative government that is responsive to the needs of the Syrian people.
Jarba asked for more U.S. support in the uneven struggle between well-armed government forces and inadequately equipped opposition fighters.
The Syrian people are looking to the superpower, the country that plays a leading role in the world. We look forward to working with you now and in the future. Our goal is to establish a pluralistic civil society, a state that is just, where all minorities live side by side with the majority.
The United States plans a $27 million increase in non-lethal assistance to the opposition, but says it will not provide arms or other military support. Jarba got a more sympathetic ear from some U.S. lawmakers. Democratic Senator Bob Casey said he has written to President Barack Obama on behalf of Syria's moderate opposition.
I ask that the President seriously consider allowing the deployment of lethal assistance to the moderate military opposition. A serious effort to help narrow the gulf between the moderate opposition and the better trained and better equipped extremist fighters would not only boost morale in the Free Syria Army, but could actually change the momentum of the battle.
President Assad has set June 3rd for Syria's presidential elections, despite the ongoing fighting and the absence of millions of Syrians who have fled the conflict. Slavica Hope, VOA News, Washington.